This is On Location. I'm Tim Leitner. On Location comes to you today from Georgia, Louisiana, Kansas, California, and Alaska. But first, On Location is produced by the NCA Communications Committee with special production assistance from Joe Mamlin and me. You can find our podcast on iTunes, Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcast, Breaker, iHeartRadio, and Radio Public, among others. So subscribe today on your favorite podcast service and tell all your friends. On today's episode, I have the privilege of hosting Ashley Dexter with Deloitte Consulting, John Hurst, Assistant Deputy Commissioner for the Georgia Department of Human Services, Division of Child Support Services, Robbie Endres with Conduent, and Laura Van Buskirk, Director, Placer County, California Department of Child Support Services. We have a conversation of one of NCIA's premier events, NCIAU, its origins, its purpose, and its significance. Find out about the 2023 NCIAU at the Leadership Symposium, the dates, the curriculum, and the instructors. Learn how to apply and when applications are due. Listen as our guests share about their journey within the child support program and with NCIAU, and even learn something personal about each. It's going to be a great show, so stick around, and we'll be right back. Today we have a familiar cast lined up from one of NCIA's premier offerings, NCIAU. But first, I'm Tim Leitner, and I'm with CGI in Anchorage, Alaska. And today we are joined by Ashley Dexter with Deloitte Consulting, John Hurst, the Assistant Deputy Commissioner for the Georgia Department of Human Services, Division of Child Support Services, Robbie Endres with Conduent, and Laura Van Buskirk, Director of Placer County, California Department of Child Support Services, better known to some of us as the Crazy Cat Lady. Welcome to each of you. So Ashley and John, let's start by having you as the NCIA co-chairs introduce yourselves and let our listeners know who you are, where you're from, what roles you've had in the child support program, and maybe even one fun fact that some of our listeners might not know about you. Let's start out with Ashley.
Well, good afternoon. Thanks, Tim, for having me. My name's Ashley Dexter, and I've been with Deloitte Consulting for about 4 years now. Prior to joining Deloitte, I served as the Deputy 4D Director for the state of Kansas, and I was with the state of Kansas Child Support Program for about 17 years. I live in Kansas City. I'm a Chiefs fan, the Super Bowl champs, and something people might not know about me is that I love to fish, and I go any chance I can get.
Well, welcome, Ashley. And John, what about you?
Thank you, Tim. My name is John Hurst, and as you said, I'm the Assistant Deputy Commissioner for Georgia's Child Support Program. I've been in this role for about 2.5 years, close to 2.5 years. I've been with Georgia's Child Support Program in different capacities for about 31 years. I started as a frontline case agent and have held 100 different positions throughout the years, and I'm up to where I'm at now. So I really enjoy Georgia's program. And fun fact about me, I was born and raised in the Atlanta area and have lived here my whole life and a big sports fan. So growing up, I got to attend a lot of Atlanta sporting events. And I was actually at the game when Hank Aaron hit his 715th home run on April 8th, 1974 to break Babe Ruth's home run record. So that was a big thrill for me to be there.
That's so cool. Well, welcome, John. And Robbie and Laura, I understand that you two are the instructors for the 2023 NCIAU at the Leadership Symposium. Would you introduce yourselves as well?
Okay, well, I'm Robbie Endres. I was retired as the Child Support Director for the state of Louisiana. And after that, I went to work for Conduent, and I've worked for Conduent for the past 10 years. Still working in the child support arena by doing that job. My fun fact would probably be that I played alto saxophone from the time sixth grade all the way through college. It enabled me to help a little bit with a college scholarship on that. But I don't play now, but I love to listen to saxophone music and all other forms of jazz that you can think of. And I am very excited that I'm going to get to go to Las Vegas in September to see another great saxophone player and singer and artist that I've been listening to since the 60s, Van Morrison.
That's awesome. Welcome, Robbie. And Laura, how about you?
Thanks, Tim. This is Laura Van Buskirk, and as you mentioned, Tim, I'm currently the Director of Child Support Services in beautiful Placer County, California, which is just northeast of Sacramento. I've been here in this role for almost 3 years. Prior to this, I worked in Wyoming for almost 6 years there, overseeing the operations of Young Williams' 5 child support offices in that state. But my career actually began in child support in Kansas, which is where I was born and raised. So shout out to my friend and former colleague, Ashley, because I began my child support career in that program that Ashley was a part of for so many years. I actually began my career back in Kansas as a child support attorney in Kansas City, Kansas, and I worked there as a child support attorney in multiple different counties, all in the greater Kansas City metro area for those 10 years. As for something that our listeners might not know about me, you've already shared with them that I am a crazy cat lady. I feel like that's something that a lot of listeners already know. So my colleagues have shared about some of their personal interests. What I want to share that some people may not know, I think is relevant to our conversation today, and that is that I have not always worked in the child support program. I've been a part of it for almost 20 years, but before my career in child support, I actually worked in the crime victims' rights field, primarily in cases of sexual and domestic violence, child abuse, and homicide. And I bring that up because I think that work was really foundational for forming me into the person that I am today and the professional that I am today, because I saw through that job, those jobs that I held in victim advocacy, the tremendous harm that we humans can inflict on one another. But also, and perhaps more importantly for our conversation today and at the NCAU curriculum later this year, the incredible capacity that we hold to help one another to heal and to thrive.
Great. So Laura, thank you. Thank you for being here. And thank you all for sharing about yourselves. And Ashley and John, let's go ahead and pivot into talking a little bit about, well, maybe a lot about NCAU. John, can you tell us a little bit about what it's about? Just give us a flavor of what is NCAU?
Yeah, NCAU is really a great opportunity for child support leaders and emerging child support leaders to really elevate their knowledge and experience in leading a child support program. It's designed to provide enhanced professional development opportunities and knowledge to make a big impact on the 4D program. So, you know, I think all of us on here have been through the program or have been involved in the program. And I think we'll talk a little bit later on just about the impact it can have. But really, it's just a chance for people to kind of step up their child support game in the leadership capacity through this program.
And I've got to ask, do you happen to know who were the first instructors for NCAU?
Yes, the program was actually chartered in 2013, and the first class was in 2014. And the first instructor, done a little bit of research on this because some of the archives are not easily available, but it looks like it was Cynthia Bryant in 2014. And then through the years, there's been a lot of different instructors. Scott Cade and Alicia Key led the class in 2016. Pam Lowry and Kim Newsom-Bridges in 2018. And in 2019, Kim Newsom-Bridges again with Charles Smith that year. And then in 2021 and 22 was Aaron Frisch and Wally McClure. And then in 2023, we were really excited to introduce NCAU at the Policy Forum. And we had Margo Bean and Lisa Skinnador as the instructors for that inaugural session. And this year, we're very excited to have Robbie and Laura instructing our class this fall at the Leadership Symposium.
Yeah, absolutely. So can you tell us where the 2023 NCAU at the Leadership Symposium will be held and when is it going to be held?
Sure. So the 2023 NCAU program is going to be held in conjunction with the Leadership Symposium, which is in Anaheim, California this year. We were going to be in Anaheim a few years ago, and then, of course, the pandemic pushed that plan out a few years, so we are really excited to be back there again this year. The NCAU classes will be held directly following the conference on the afternoon of Wednesday, August 9th, and the morning of Thursday, August 10th. And there are also virtual sessions that will be taking place prior to the conference, I think starting in June, a Get Acquainted webinar, and then actual first session will be in July. All of that information is on the website, but really looking forward to seeing everyone out in sunny California.
You know, Ashley, I'm looking forward to sunny California right now as I look out my window and still see snow. So you are not kidding. Sunny California, here I come. So let me ask this as well. Who should attend NCAU? Can you give us an idea of what would be the kind of person or role that might want to really consider coming to NCAU?
Well, for me, Tim, when I attended NCAU, it was back in 2016. I was a brand new deputy director in the state of Kansas, and honestly, really wasn't that involved with NCAA prior to that. It all kind of came at once to where I was, you know, learning about NCAA and wanting to get involved. And when I saw the application for NCAU come out, I immediately, you know, went to my director and asked if that was something I could apply for and attend if selected. You know, for me, it has absolutely been the starting place for, I would say, my career, to be honest. I mean, yes, I had a career right out of college and started as a caseworker in child support in 2002, and I worked my way up. But the leadership aspect of my career, I would say, really started, kind of kicked off with that NCAU program where, you know, I learned from Scott Cade and Alicia Key and, you know, a lot of concepts that I've taken forward with me. So, you know, I would say it's current or emerging leaders in the child support community that are interested in, you know, those leadership opportunities and best practice initiatives, you know, trends. You don't necessarily have to be a manager to be a leader, but, you know, those that do have those leadership responsibilities, managerial responsibilities, and just dedicated to enhancing the performance and the service that your, you know, program provides to the community.
And Tim, I'll add from my experience, I was able to attend in 2019 with when Kim Newsom Bridges and Charles Smith were the instructors. And at that point, I had just become a deputy director in Georgia's program. And as Ashley said, you know, some of the leadership things that were discussed in that have been extremely helpful to me. I remember Charles walking through an example of a time he had to testify in Texas in his role. And, you know, I was kind of petrified at that time thinking, you know, oh my gosh, I can't imagine myself sitting in front of, you know, legislators and a committee and all that kind of stuff testifying. And, you know, the way he presented it just really helped me to kind of realize it, you know, that it is possible. But I think for me, one of the things that I got a lot out of the program and then sort of subsequently was just the introduction to different child support leaders across the nation. It's that exposure to them. And Kim and Charles have been great as far as, you know, kept in touch with them through the years and just have a great professional relationship with them. But that exposure to different people and just building those relationships kind of has helped me once I became the director. And, you know, I've been fortunate enough to be elected to the NCAA board and also to the ERITSA board. And I think that wouldn't have happened without, you know, building those relationships and getting to know people. So I think anybody that's interested in really growing in their child support career and is interested in the child support program, you know, in general, I would really encourage them to look into the NCAU program and then just get involved in NCAA because it's a great doorway into the NCAA process and just everything it has to offer.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really a unique opportunity. And so with that, for those that are thinking of applying to this fall's NCAU, what would you have potential applicants be doing in addition to their application?
I think the first thing they need to do is just make sure they have approval from their manager or supervisor to attend. It's kind of difficult if you get accepted and go for your permission to travel and it's like, what? So definitely make sure you have that prior approval. And then if you're interested in it and the process of getting that approval, and once you get the approval, make sure you get your application in. The application process, it actually opened on March 31st and it closes on May the 1st. So there is still a bit of a window of opportunity to get in. The NCOU committee will review the applications at our selection meeting on May the 17th. And from that point, we will notify the participants that were selected to attend this year's session. Ashley, do you have anything else to add to that?
I think the only other thing I would add is to come with your mind open and your hearts open, because you are in for a treat if you are selected to participate in this year's NCOU program, to have the opportunity to learn from Miss Robbie and Miss Laura. When we were coming up with this curriculum this year, and the heart piece, I don't want to steal their thunder. You know, I know they're going to introduce what they're going to be talking about, but when the heart piece came into our conversation, it really did not take like 5 seconds to think of people that we would love to have instruct this class. All of us pretty much were like, yep. And so definitely you are in for a treat. You're selected to attend, and just encourage everybody to apply and look forward to it.
So Robbie and Laura, let's talk a little bit more about that theme, what that means and why it's important to you.
So I'll jump in here, Tim, if that's okay. And first, give me a moment to recover from the very kind things that Ashley said. Thank you so much, Ashley. That means so much to me, because I think this conversation about leading with heart is really something that I have tried really intentionally to embrace throughout my career, both in the child support program and before, as I mentioned, when I was in crime victims advocacy. And so to me, leading with heart means leading with empathy, humility, and authenticity, and having a genuine desire to serve. And as I mentioned when I introduced myself, I've been in the program now for almost 20 years. And it strikes me, and I've had some conversations with my co-instructor Robbie about this recently, that, you know, over the past 10 to 15 years, we've come a long way in this program in how we treat our external customers. We've gone from the very heavy-handed enforcement days that I remember well when I was an enforcement attorney in the Kansas City, Kansas Metro, to now where we are today, where it's commonplace to have conversations in our program about an obligor's ability to pay. And our caseworkers are now trained to care about their customers, to see them as individuals and not just as a financial transaction. We train our caseworkers to listen to their customers, to understand their circumstances, and then to go one step further and to try to help them to work through those circumstances. And that's a long way to have come from the days when I entered this program. And so leading with heart to me is about dedicating that same level of time and energy into ensuring that, particularly for those of us who are leaders in this program, that we treat our internal customers, colleagues, and teams with the same dignity and grace that we have come to expect our employees to show our external customers. Robbie, please jump in here and share with our listeners.
Well, I loved the title when I talked with Jim Fleming, the current president, about this, and he gave me the title. I said, well, that nothing could be more interested in than this particular topic. One of the things that I think we have to remember all the time is that many folks that come to us, many people, applicants that come to us because they're caught up in a system of sorts, I guess you could say. And we need to remember that we're in human services, and we need to talk to people like they're humans. We need to understand that they have difficulties and that they have a wide range of problems. And in the same arena, we also need to realize that of our own employees and the partners that we work with, that our goal is to not just put them in a system, not put them in some kind of mechanical process where they have a label and a place, but to realize that we're dealing with real lives, real situations, real needs, and that we need to focus on addressing those kinds of things rather than just doing check blocks on a form. There's a lot more to this program than that. So I liked the leading with the heart. I think we try to teach mechanics to people frequently, and we don't teach them enough about how to deal with the human side and the real people that they'll be dealing with. So I think it's a great topic for leadership at this time.
You know, it sounds like you've got a jam-packed schedule coming up. Can you tell us about some of the pre-conference meetups and what you're all going to be covering? Just give us kind of a brief synopsis.
Sure, Tim. So I'll jump in here and share that, yes, we have an opening in CAU webinar, and that will be held on June 21st via Zoom. And that's really just an opportunity for our NCAU participants to meet up virtually, to get to know us as their instructors, but also to get to know their fellow NCAU students. And so one of the fundamental components of leading with heart is vulnerability and having the courage to meaningfully connect with others. Robbie just spoke about, right, that the human component, that interaction piece that's so important in our program, that it's not just about doing tasks. And so we're going to open up in CAU's curriculum this year with just an opportunity to set the stage by creating that virtual opportunity for our participants to connect with us as their instructors and to connect with one another. And then we'll follow up with one more pre-conference session on July 26th, also via Zoom. And so that session, again, as I said, will be virtual, and we will explore why we need leaders with hearts. So we'll kind of open up really the meat of our topic at that session on July 26th. We'll talk about a brief history of the child support program, our past, present, and future, as well as provide just a short overview of the nature of our changing workplace. And we'll talk about the concept of empathy. We'll introduce empathy to our participants, what it is and what it isn't, and how it's relevant to our work in child support. Robbie, do you want to share a little bit about the next session after that?
Yes, the next session that we're going to be covering will be on site when we're all together personally together for this next one. And we're going to be talking a good bit about the importance of diversity, equity, and inclusion in leading with heart. This is a very timely and important topic. We hear quite a bit about it when we go to different meetings about programs and about the way that things should be structured. But this is going to relate more to leadership, specifically to leadership in leading in these areas to ensure that these goals are met. We're going to be talking a little bit about implicit bias. I shared in one of our discussions that we have had about the curricula, I shared with Laura and others that were on the phone that I had taken some implicit bias surveys, and I thought that they would turn out one way, but then I learned some additional things from that. So we're going to talk a little bit about understanding what your implicit biases are and what you need to do about it, as well as how you lead and manage other people in ensuring that the right things are done at the right times to ensure diversity, equity, and inclusion within the program. I think this is going to be a very interesting discussion and a lot of time for us to focus not only on ourselves, but on our offices that we currently work in and on the way that we would like to manage the program of the future. So I'm looking forward to that session. Let's see, Laura, are you talking about the next session? I think you are.
I sure am. So we're going to move from that really important discussion that Robbie just described into a conversation about understanding and enhancing team dynamics. And as a part of that, we're going to specifically draw upon one of my favorite books. I've happened to have found out it's also one of Robbie's favorite books and one of her favorite authors. And that is the book entitled The 360 Degree Leader by author John Maxwell. And so during that conversation, we'll talk about just the principles of 360 degree leadership and how those can be used to enhance team dynamics. And then from there, Robbie, you want to share with our listeners where we'll move to from there?
Okay, the last on-site session will be one that focuses on several things, one of which is self-empathy. In other words, We have to realize that we have to take care of ourselves and how we can do that as a leader, not neglect yourself, take care of yourself, but still have the energy, the time, and the concern to care for others as well. We're going to also shift then to what I call the science of service. It's from a book that I read several years ago, where it's actually a discussion of what it means to be in public service, what it means to be in human services. There's a difference in being in a business, of course, where you're profit-driven or you have other goals of your business that you have to meet, than in working in human sciences and in social sciences, and particularly in the public sector. There are differences there in the expectations of leadership and of what your goals are and what your team should be striving to do. So we're going to, in the closing session there, we're going to spend a little time talking about being in human services in the public sector and about how we have to focus on not only why we do what we do as far as their technical things and requirements of the law, but on who we serve and on what we hope the outcomes to be, on how we hope to provide them something that will be meaningful. Then there's going to be a post-conference session after that. Laura, you want to enlighten them about that?
Sure. So I'll go back and just elaborate a little bit on that last wrap-up session that we have on site. Before we send everybody off, we are going to share details with them at that time about their homework assignment, because you can't have a really robust, great curriculum without having an assignment, right? So we will send them home that Thursday, August 10th, with their assignments. And then as a part of our post-conference session, our date is still to be announced, we'll bring people back together virtually, and we'll do a little summary and wrap up of our experience. But we're really going to rely upon our participants to share with us, you know, what their big takeaways were, and also hopefully have some participants that will take advantage of that opportunity to share with us the results of their homework assignments and what they've gotten out of the experience, and how hopefully this class has helped them to become leaders with heart.
There's one other thing that I think I'd like to mention in regards to this, is that we are going to provide a bibliography of some good leadership books, as well as some podcasts and other things that you can get access to online, TED Talks, that type of thing, to encourage them to start their thinking about all of this before we even have the first session, and to continue their thinking and their self-education as it goes forward. You know, you can go to a lot of classes, you can learn a lot of things from a lot of people, but you have to be the type of person that wants to continue learning, a lifetime of learning. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that and encourage them in that way as well. We're really looking forward to this. As I guess you can tell, Laura and I love to work together, and we're looking forward to this opportunity of working with this class of NCAU.
So it definitely sounds like a labor of love, besides just being a lifetime of learning, putting into leading with heart. So a lot of good ideas, a lot of just jam-packed information. It's going to be an awesome time. So I've got to ask some specifics on this. So let's wrap this up by talking about the details for applying. So when is the application due? Is there a cost? What are the dates? And where can I find out more information, including if I have any questions?
The application is due on Monday, May 1st. The cost for NCAU is $200. That is in addition to the Leadership Symposium. As an NCAU participant, if you're selected, you also register and attend the NCA Leadership Symposium. The dates for NCAU, the pre-conference Get Acquainted webinar is on June 21st. The pre-conference session 101 is on July 26th. And then the on-site session begins Wednesday afternoon, August 9th. And then there will be a post-conference session, but that date is to be determined. And Laura and Robbie will get that information out to you as soon as that is planned. If you need more information, you can go to the NCSEA website, www.ncsea.org/NCSEA-U. to see all the information about this summer's program. And then if you have any additional questions, you can reach out to customerservice@ncia.org.
Great. Thank you, Ashley. And so let me also ask this. Is there any last thoughts or words of encouragement to our listeners? And I've got to put in here, too, does anyone know how many people have so far submitted applications?
As of yesterday, there were 24 applications.
That's a good, strong number to start with.
So, Tim, if I could jump in, I just want to share, as I was preparing for today's podcast, I reflected back on my career. And if I'm totally honest with our listeners, I was specifically pondering how in the world I got here to this place, to where I have this incredible honor of being an instructor for NCAU. Like my friend Ashley, I also graduated from NCAU with a class of 2016 with Alicia Keys and Scott Cade as our instructors. And that was what I have since referred to as the NCAU boost, because as Ashley described earlier about how NCAU really was just pivotal in her leadership trajectory, it served in a very similar way for me, I think. And as John described, part of it, I think, as well, was just getting to meet other people who were already in positions of leadership or who were interested in assuming positions of leadership within the program. And it really did just, it boosted my confidence. It boosted my awareness of this world, of the child support program and all of the resources and information and opportunities that are available through NCIA. But I want to describe something really personal too, that NCIAU and specifically NCIA has done for me. And I'm going to completely cause her to blush a little bit probably and say that, as some of you know, Robbie is one of my child support superheroes. I have literally referred to her in that way when I've had the pleasure previously of introducing her for an NCIA webinar. I watched Robbie and admired her from afar for many years as an attendee at NCIA conferences. And to now be in this place where I am teaching alongside her, I still am having a bit of a fangirl experience and trying to overcome that. I'm having a little bit of imposter syndrome and trying to work through that, hopefully before our curriculum begins. It just doesn't seem real. And it's an incredible honor and experience. I got here, though, because of people like Robbie and others like her who've also set an example of what it means to be a leader in the child support program. And I want to tell our listeners, though, that I also got here by taking a chance and stepping outside of my comfort zone and going to NCIA and specifically attending NCIAU and doing things that frightened me a little bit. So it was a combination of, you know, that courage that I found within myself to do something a little bit brave, but having those incredible examples and role models like Miss Robbie Endress, who will now be my co-instructor. So I'm probably going to ask Robbie every day at NCIAU to pinch me. But what I want to say to our listeners is that if there's anyone out there listening who may be wondering, you know, should I apply? I don't know. This seems like a lot of work. It's a big commitment. I don't know if I can fit this in. I was there in your spot so many years ago. And I can tell you, just please do yourself a favor, take the leap of faith and apply. Robbie is still my superhero in the child support world. I promise you the time and effort that you put in will be worth everything that you take away from the experience.
Yeah, I'd like to add, you know, first of all, thank you, Laura and Robbie, for describing this upcoming session so well. But as the co-chairs of the NCIAU committee, Ashley and I are just so excited to have both of y'all as the instructors for this session and for the curriculum that y'all have developed. And, you know, sitting here listening to y'all describe it, I might throw in an application as well and go back through it again. So it's going to be a great session, especially for the world that leaders are in right now. I think y'all described perfectly, you know, how the environment is out there for leaders, and this is really going to be helpful to those who attend. So I'm excited about it, and again, just really encourage people to, if you're able to attend, and step into this opportunity.
Well, we want to give a big shout out and thank you to Ashley Dexter, John Hurst, Robbie Endress, and Laura Van Buskirk for joining us today for On Location, and sharing about the 2023 NCOU at Leadership Symposium in Anaheim, California. I've had the privilege of getting to know each of you, and I can confirm that all of you lead from the heart and are passionate about the Child Support Program and developing leaders. For listeners today, please check out the opportunity for applying to NCOU or share this with a colleague. On behalf of the NCA Communications Committee, I'm Tim Leitner, and this has been On Location. On Location is available on iTunes, Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and anywhere you get your podcasts. We have a lot of great episodes on the way, so be sure to subscribe and listen to all of our previous episodes as well. We also appreciate your ratings, your feedback, your comments, and your suggestions. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, please reach out to us on the contact link on our website. On Location is a production of the NCA Communications Committee with special production assistance from Joe Manlin and me. Thanks again for joining me. I'm Tim Leitner, and this has been On Location.